11th Pesach of Trumas, Mishnah 9. This Mishnah is a continuation of the idea of the previous Mishnah, that once somebody is removing Truma from a place it was stored, we don't require him to take every drop out, as long as he cleans it out in the fashion that a normal person would clean out a silo or a storage area. He could stop it and cool it afterwards. The same thing applies if he has a barrel of oil. The shemen shel truma filled out, and the chaymos in the situation of the tapach, he doesn't also have to take a napkin, a towel, and dry out every drop of oil. And then ella noig by gadel shenoig b'chulin, the same way if you have a barrel or jug of oil, when he finishes with one amount, he doesn't completely make it perfectly clean. He just fills it up again with new oil. Same thing over here, he could put the chulin in. As we said, we cannot rely on this for other situations. Bifrat that. Another friend being the Rashi that says that this whole thing is a special cool about Truma, which Truma is manifested in the Jerabonim. It's also to eat Truma, it's on the Jerabonim. So now we can have a man from here to other Yisurim.